But then one day you had a chance meeting.
Well, Bert Holmes and I, you know, Bert Holmes started Quick Trip. I mean, he had raised some money. He had asked two or three other people if they would like to be the president of Quick Trip and work the night shift and, you know, get started and all that sort of thing. And all of them had better jobs than I did, and they didn't want to do that. And I just jumped on it. I mean, it was like, because I had these rules. I had the rules that it had to be simple because I didn't know anything. It had to be low cost because I didn't have any money. And I didn't like competition because if you're a printing salesman, everybody in the world had a printing press in their garage. I mean, that was a dog-eat-dog business, and I didn't want to get into something that, you know, that was real tough competition because you couldn't survive. And here comes Bert. Duh.
He was also in the insurance business,
wasn't he? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he worked for his dad and later was in the insurance business. And as time went on, he got into all sorts of business. Bert loves to start businesses. He's still at 77, almost 78. He's still starting businesses with people.
It's the Holmes Group insurance that he has.
Well, he sold out of that a few years ago.
Okay.
But he has a little insurance company of his own that's an actual insurance company.
In Dallas, he had watched the 7-Eleven stores there?
Yes, he had. And I knew 7-Eleven because my mother had family down there. But I kept looking at businesses in Tulsa, just driving around doing my sales work. I'd see a junkyard or I'd see a trash truck. I mean, I knew it had to be a really down, simple, cheap business to get into. And so when he came with this ready-made deal that was small, but at least it wasn't dirty, you know.
And that's when he said you can get in for $5,000.
Yeah, yeah. And I talked to my dad, and my dad's thought I was crazy, but he loaned me $5,000, and then, like I said, he died. I mean, he passed away before we got the first store open.
Bert had a couple of other guys that put in maybe a few thousand dollars apiece.
Yeah, we had three people that put in $2,000 apiece, and then Bert put in five, and I put in five, and that was $16,000, and that's what we started with.
Now, the name Quick Trip, did he
had that?
That was his idea.
He had it, and it was a K, not a Q, and then company guy said we ought to have it so that it would balance, so it'd be Quick Trip, and so you couldn't have a C in there, so it was Q-U-I-K, which is okay with me.
English teachers were upset with you, probably. Cause,
yeah, everybody, yeah, for years spelled it right.
Did you try to maintain an investment and try to start this business while you were still working at the print shop?
No. No, they fired me because they did business with one of the companies that was doing what I was doing, and they were in that kind of business, and they heard about it because we bought some equipment that they knew about, and they told, and he asked me, and I said yes, and he said, well, you're fired. So then Bert decided that they could pay me while we were getting a store open, so they paid me, and we didn't starve.
So then to try to get a hang of this, didn't you work for some grocery stores for nothing?
Yeah, for the summer.
And why did you do that?
Well, just so I could run a cash register and knew about groceries and knew how to order and how to stock and how to, you know, it was pretty simple. But I worked all summer in various and sundry grocery stores.
For free?
Yeah.
They're asking, why would you work for us for that?
Because they knew what I was doing, because we had figured out who our wholesaler was going to be, and the wholesaler just arranged it.
So they understood, you need to learn something.
Yeah, I was there to learn the business, and I learned how to peel onions and all sorts of important things.
Then was there a point where you discovered that grocery stores and convenience stores really have little in common?
We didn't understand what we were getting into, absolutely, and we stocked it like a grocery store, which was not atypical then because they were filling grocery stores, because grocery store hours were short. They were 8 to 8, or, you know, they were open 16 hours a day. They weren't open early. They weren't open late. And so your fill-in business was kind of what you lived on, because we really just had groceries. But Get and Go started just a few weeks before we got our first store open. And when I went to it to see what it looked like, they had brought a guy from Texas who knew what he was doing. He was the best C-store guy you could imagine. You know, he just talked fast and moved fast and had a feather duster in his back pocket and run around, worked all the time. And he knew the business. And when I walked into that store, I thought, oh, shoot. We've done everything wrong. And we did everything wrong. That became our company motto, was we always do everything wrong the first time. And we did. Well, we lost money, and we were on the edge for 2 or 3 years.